Morris Mizalowski is a business futurist, and we're talking about those networking sites, social networking sites. Morris, good afternoon.
Hi, Dan.
We've already got callers waiting to chat to you.
Oh, excellent.
Which is good news. These are things like MySpace.
Absolutely. It's working down that MySpace round. Although in Melbourne, in Australia, it's mostly Facebook. So if we take a step back and we have a look at what a social network site is, it's an online form of a group or a community. So a group of people decide they want to chat with each other, and in the old days we might have met at a coffee shop or at a Bowling Green or somewhere. Nowadays we meet online. And we get to know each
make
other.
Make your own coffee.
Make your own coffee, virtual coffee. So we get to talk, or we get to chat, and we're using a keyboard here, although we can use a microphone as well, a headset and microphone to talk, and we're talking about things that are of interest to us. So these groups then get bigger and bigger as more people join them. One of the most popular ones, as you said, is MySpace, and that's been around for quite a while, although in Australia we tend to use Facebook a lot more.
And you asked me about my Facebook site.
I did.
Now, I tell you, it was started by Luca, who was producing me on weekends, and I apologise to anyone who's been trying to get on there, and if I've been appearing rude to you, it's because I just haven't had the time to spend on there and get it all organised. But I will get back to you, I promise.
That's his excuse, and he's sticking to it.
It's true. It's true. Luca started it sort of, and I haven't had a chance to actually go on and find out more myself.
Well, let's see if we can be a fan of Dennis Walter. Let's see if we can get the numbers up. So go onto Facebook and join.
There's probably no one on there. 96900693. Blair, hello.
Hey, Dom.
Good.
Hey, Blair.
I actually use both of them for networking for Second Life. I have an online club in Second Life and network through both of the networks to invite people to come and listen to music. So they're very useful in that respect, because a lot of people are using them after work these days. So, and they're looking for other forms of entertainment while they're on the internet. So
a lot of people are using them for work as well. Blair, in Second Life, what's your avatar's name?
Toon Telling, but I have another one as well. So Toon Telling runs my business, mm-hmm. The club, and Blair Stiles is the actual DJ for the club as well. And we also invite other DJs to come and work for us.
Great. So Second Life is an online space again. What we have is like a three-dimensional world. So people take their world that you and I might see out of a window, and we digitize it. So we make a hard chair into a digitized chair. In other words, we put it inside the screen, and we have characters of ourselves that are called avatars. And those avatars walk around this space, and they do things that you and I might do, although they fly and we can't do that yet.
Avatars.
Avatars. A-V-A-T-A-R-S mm-hmm. is the fancy word for what you and I would be. It's a character. It's a cartoon character, yep. really, online. And these things walk around and they talk. So what Blair's talking about is he's created a world online, which is his cartoon world, so to speak. And in that, he can talk to other avatars. So he's actually playing music with them. Other people are coming to his space, which is his land, his house, or whatever he has. And they're recreating. They're talking. They're listening to music, doing all kinds of other things.
96900693. You've got avatars. We've got advertisers. And we're going to keep them happy right now. 96900693. Do you go online? Are you a little bit older and using these social networking sites? It's 2 to 3. Morris Mizalowski is with me, business futurist. We're talking about these networking, online networking sites. What are some of the others, Morris?
There are all sorts. So there's something called Flickr, F-L-I-C-K-R. And Flickr is an online social networking site that shares photos. And it has somewhere around 3 billion images. So people take great photos. You can go online and see them from all over the world.
Who's watching television if everyone's doing this at night?
Fewer and fewer people is the answer. People are now choosing to watch TV at discrete times. Or more importantly, most people now are choosing to record and to watch it at a more convenient time.
Who's using, say, Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, all these social networking sites? Is it just kids?
No, you'd be surprised. It really is across all the ages. It's literally from 3 years right through to 90 or 100.
And I'd imagine for older people, and I've had listeners who are in their sort of middle to latter years who have gone on Facebook, got their own sites, and it's a way of them, especially if they're not well, to keep in contact with outside their four walls.
Absolutely. So it's a way of them getting outside, as you said, of their home. They can communicate with people. It's not just about communicating as well. They can do all kinds of things. You can play cards online, you can play chess, you can watch videos. You can do all the things that you might want to do outside of that, inside of it, if it makes sense.
So for people, let's say, in retirement homes or who don't necessarily want to go out too much, the world can come to them.
Absolutely. It's a great way to while away a couple of hours, talking to people around the world, finding out about them, as I said, reading widely. And it's all about your interest topic, because you've driven it. It's your social network. You've chosen who you want to connect with.
And you can develop friendships with people all over the world.
And people do. Really strong friendships.
That is amazing. Morris, thank you. I'm sorry we didn't have a lot of time. And if you want to go online, MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com.
Absolutely.
MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com.